the day was a sad day in the capital of Zimbabwe and in the history of teaching. Several teachers traveled long distance from their rural areas to urban areas, anticipating to get their little salaries from the banks. But unfortunately, the banks were not in a position to give them money. Most of the banks were able to give $50. Those that gave much gave up to $200. So there is a whole lot of crisis. Teachers with a lot of responsibilities were expected to take money and so that they meet their various responsibilities. And this is the third chapter in the history of Zimbabwe. This is the third chapter to the Zimbabweans, and it reminds Zimbabweans of the period of 2007 and 2008 when you could not withdraw anything from the banks.
What reasons are the banks giving?
After we were approached by teachers, we were able to visit some of the banks, and they were very clear that they are not getting their allocations from RBZ. And they were saying that the little that they are getting from people who are depositing is what they are sharing among their clients. So the whole essence really is a national issue, a national crisis, where a lot of people have lost confidence in the banking system and they're not putting money in the banking system. And until we resolve that crisis, this issue of shortage of money in the banks will continue. And it is unfortunate for the teachers who are anticipating that they will get the very little salary so that they can meet their responsibilities.
You were expecting your bonuses this month. Did the government manage to honor this?
Well, the government has enunciated that the bonuses would be paid on the 30th of April. But a lot of teachers now have reservations, and they were coming to our offices expressing their reservations on the basis that they had only managed to get $50 from the banks, which is an indicator that nationally we may be having a crisis in terms of money. But we are hopeful that the government will do the most reasonable thing come the 30th of April by putting money so that the teachers would get their bonuses. Because the teachers were very clear in terms of what they told us as a union, that they don't expect to open schools on the 3rd of May if they have not yet got their bonus. Because this will be tantamount to discrimination, because a lot of other professions, such as police force and others, have managed to get their bonuses. And the teachers feel that they are also Zimbabwean citizens, and they must also be respected by their government. And so we hope that the government or those in power will respect the teachers, given their responsibilities in terms of guarding against the practice of ignorance. And we hope that teachers will be respected, the bonus will be paid, and so that the school will open smoothly on the 3rd of May. And bearing in mind that this is the business term, and we hope that the government would not insult, instigate teachers to embark on industrial action in order to get their bonus, which has been promised or which are long overdue.